Another 10 will be on stage tonight. We have a report on round one from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In the first of the two Detroit debates on CNN, candidates sparred over ideology versus pragmatism while they all seek the ouster of President Trump. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says there won't be any work on climate change unless there's a change in the White House.
We will deal with climate if and only if we win the presidency, if and only if we beat Donald Trump.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked the difference between him and President Trump, saying the U.S. cannot be the policeman of the world.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Both Sanders and fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren were chided for their various plans, including Medicare for all, free college tuition, and forgiving student loan debt. I'm Tim McGuire.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police and pro-democracy demonstrators clashed again overnight after 44 people were arrested and charged with rioting, the first time the charge has been used since the street unrest broke out last month. Police used pepper spray and batons against demonstrators outside a police station in the Kwang Trung district. Protesters responded by hurling plastic bottles and umbrellas at the police. Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in Goma, an eastern DRC city of 2 million people. The victim is a man who traveled there 2 weeks ago from northeastern Ituri province. He was diagnosed a few days later and sent to the Goma Ebola Treatment Center. Health officials have been trying hard to contain the country's Ebola outbreak, which the World Health Organization has termed a global emergency. The virus has killed at least 1,700 people so far in the DRC's northeast. Back here in the United States, immigration rights advocates say the Trump administration is still separating hundreds of migrant children from their families, despite a judge's order. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
More than 900 children have been separated from their families since last June, with about two-thirds of the cases being for alleged criminal conduct. But according to the American Civil Liberties Union, six of the cases involved marijuana possession, eight were for forgery or fraud, and one case involved property damage of just $5. In June of 2018, a federal judge in California ordered that the government stop splitting up families, except in extreme cases like a child's safety at risk. The Justice Department had no immediate comment, but an ACLU attorney filing a 200-page report says it's shocking the Trump administration is still separating families. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock is urging the Security Council to take action to end what he calls the carnage in Syria's Idlib province, the last opposition-held stronghold, and he warns that continued violence could create the worst humanitarian disaster of the 21st century.
You, in this Security Council, have ignored all the previous pleas you have heard. You know what is happening, and you have done nothing for 90 days as the carnage continues in front of your eyes.
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and Western nations supporting the opposition, and that's prevented any significant action. Meanwhile, Susanna Serkin, with the Physicians for Human Rights, says Russia and Syria are deliberately targeting health facilities in Idlib province. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have kicked off their latest round of talks in Shanghai. The goal remains what it has long been: a new agreement that would end a trade war, which has proven costly to both sides. Gene Randall, VOA News.